Hello. Welcome to the Unity Spiritual Center of Albuquerque podcast featuring the Reverend Gordon Kyler or occasionally a guest speaker. You can find us online at uscabq.org or by searching for Unity Spiritual Center Albuquerque on Facebook or YouTube. You can visit us in person at 9800 Candelaria Road Northeast in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And now, Reverend Gordon Kyler.
Okay, we just heard a lovely song about the power of now, and that is what our series today is about, the power of now. We've entered a new year. We've released the old. We've affirmed a new purpose for the year through our white stone ceremony and a new name, and now it's time to make a fresh start. I know for many people, the idea of making a fresh start, no matter where you are or what you've been through, speaks to our shared humanity, but it also brings about a little bit of anxiety. And Sal, can you turn my mic down just a bit? It sounds really hot. Am I right? Everybody else noticing it's pretty loud? Thank you. That's much better. I was getting a little anxious there. The idea of starting anew sometimes is scary. And certainly we live in a world right now where there's a lot of fear about what the future holds. That's out there. We have a choice. We have a choice as individuals about what the future holds for us. And we can either live in the vibration of fear or live in the vibration of positive expectation. Which would you rather live in? I'm glad at least one of you wants to live there. I want to live in the power of positive expectation. But that's going to be determined by our belief on where our center of power is, where our power is located. Psychiatrists call it our locus of control. Are we determined in our lives by powers out there, forces outside of us, or the power within us? And make no mistake, though, you will experience that power based on your choice. So right now, you have the ability and the opportunity to make a choice. And that choice is, am I going to let what's out there determine my vibration? Or am I going to tune into the power within myself and live in a high vibratory state? We have the choice, just like we have the choice to live in the past, or the future, or the now. Three choices. Now, many people want to live in the past. We long for what was. The problem with that is, don't raise your hand to this, but how many of you miss the good old days? The problem with that is, we only remember the good. We tend to forget the not so good. I remember my childhood. In many ways, it was a great childhood. In some ways, it wasn't so great. On the great side, I grew up in the 1960s, like many of you, and we lived in suburbia outside of Chicago. How many of you remember the song, Another Pleasant Valley Sunday? Charcoal burning everywhere. That was where I grew up. And it was wonderful. We could run through the neighborhood barefoot in the summer, never had any cares. What we didn't know, though, is that not everybody had that experience. And many, many people did not. And, of course, we had many childhood diseases that we don't have anymore. I had them all, I can tell you. There were challenges. So longing for the past is not going to serve us. Yes, we can remember the good times and cherish those, but we can cherish them as a foundation for where we came from. We can also live in the future, which is predominantly living in the energy of fear, worrying about what's going to happen, what some leader is going to do somewhere, what the economy is going to do. And we can choose what vibration we're going to live in, or we can choose to live in the now. And live in the vibration of right now. In the vibration of a wonderful life. Think about it. You're here with your Unity family, your spiritual family. What a wonderful energy that is. Can you feel it? Oh, good. I'm glad. Living in the now is a call to embrace life as it unfolds in this moment. Today, we'll reflect on teachings from different traditions that show us how to live fully in the now. So let's begin by saying, okay, the overall title for the next 3-week series is A Fresh Start. What does it mean to make a fresh start, and how does that relate to living in the now moment? You know, often we associate living in the now and making fresh starts with monumental changes, a new job, a move to a new city, or a new year, which we just experienced. But a fresh start does not require external circumstances to make a shift. It happens within us. And the Bible reminds us of this truth in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 5. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old is gone, the new is here. Now, that's kind of ancient speak. Let me bring it into more modern unity understandings. If anyone is in that vibration of the Christ consciousness, that high vibration, then a new creation is here. You've made it. You're in it in the moment. The old is no longer has any power. It's gone. The new moment is here. And it's the only moment you can possibly live it. It speaks to the transformational power of spirit. To be in alignment with the divine is to recognize that every moment holds the potential for renewal. We are not tethered by our past mistakes, nor are we tethered to tomorrow's uncertainties. We are right here, right now, and this is really the only reality there is. The past is a memory. The future is unknown. This is the moment. In the Buddhist traditions, there's a teaching of mindfulness that reminds us to see each breath we take right now as an opportunity to begin again. Thich Nhat Hanh, the renowned Zen master, said, "Every moment is a fresh beginning. Be fully present in the here and now, and you will discover freedom." This is where freedom is. Not in the past, not in the future. It's right here, if we choose to have it. These teachings point to one fundamental truth. The ability to start fresh is not tied to time nor circumstance. It is tied to our awareness and our willingness to let go. Not just let go of the past, but to let go of attachment or worry or concern for the future. Why is the present moment so powerful? First, as I've said, it's the only moment you have, is this present moment. The past exists in our memory, and the future is but a projection of our thoughts. And by dwelling in either one of those, we lose touch with the sacredness of life that is happening right here and right now. Jesus himself spoke on this when he said, "Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." I kind of like to think somebody misquoted him on that one, because if I know Jesus, and I think I do, he also would have said, or maybe he would have only said, "Each day has enough blessings of its own." Because he believed we live in the kingdom of heaven, but the kingdom of heaven is right here and right now. And this teaching, though, doesn't dismiss responsibility or planning. Rather, it's a reminder that anxiety about the future robs us of the fullness of today. Think about that. I'm going to say that again because it's such an important point, especially at this point in what we're seeing in the world right now. Anxiety about the future robs us of the fullness of today. In Buddhist philosophy, this is expressed through the concept of sati, or mindfulness. The Buddha said, "Do not dwell in the past, do not dream of the future. Concentrate the mind on the present moment." Why? Why? Because the present moment is powerful because this is where life happens. Right here, right now. This is where it's happening. It's the gateway to connection. Connection with ourselves, with one another, and with the divine. And when we practice being fully present in the moment, we free ourselves from the burdens of regret and worry. So how do we do that? How do we let go of the past and embrace this now moment? Well, we have to decide that we are no longer going to cling to old hurts, no longer going to cling to mistakes or identities, believing that they define us. So often in life, we let who we were, we let our childhood, we let our past identify us. And yet, I look at my life, I am not the person I was as a child. I'm not even the person I was a year ago or a day ago. I remember the lessons of it, but I don't cling to it. Because when we cling to it, we become trapped in it. In the Christian tradition, we often find encouragement to release the past. And I quote from Isaiah, "Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it?" How often do we perceive the new things that are right in front of us in this now moment? In this now moment, what's new? What's right in front of you? What opportunities are waiting for you to just be in? God offers us the chance to step into the new, unburdened by the weight of what was. The past can only bind us unless we allow it to. And it's important to understand something else. Letting go is not about erasing. Let me start that one over again. Letting go is not about erasing memory. It's about releasing attachment to it. That's what forgiveness is, releasing our attachment to it. It's about learning the lessons and moving forward with wisdom. That's what Isaiah meant when he said, "See, I do something new." Once we have done that, then we have to overcome the fear of the future. For if the past binds us with regret, the future binds us with fear. We worry about what might happen, what things will unfold, or whether we will succeed. But fear of the future prevents us from living fully in the present. As a wise spiritual teacher named Yoda said, I love Yoda, "Difficult to see the future is. Always in motion, the future." I can't do it as good as Frank Oz did it. The future is subject to change, is fluid. We don't know what's going to happen. Nobody knows what's going to happen. Paul in Philippians wrote, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in spirit, in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ." The Christ energy, that Christ spirit. When we release that, we are in the moment. We are able to walk in the light that we are. We can't control what the future holds, but we can trust in the divine flow of life. Think about history. All the terrible things that happened, we're still here. Isn't that amazing? So why are you worried about the future? We'll still be around in one form or another. We can trust the divine flow of life. And when we do that, we find that trust replaces fear and peace replaces anxiety. So if you're anxious about the future, and there's a lot of forces out there telling you to be anxious about the future, don't. In the words of Bob Newhart, stop it. Just stop it. Peace replaces anxiety. Buddhism teaches us to release our attachment to outcomes. Thich Nhat Hanh wrote, "Worrying does not take away tomorrow's troubles. it takes away today's peace. I'm going to say that again. Worrying does not take away tomorrow's troubles. It takes away today's peace. Faith, whether it's in God's plan or the unfolding of the present, allows us to approach the future with courage and serenity. So what are some things we can do that? How do we begin to live more fully in the present? Well, here's a couple practices we can use. And these practices are universal to every spiritual teaching there is on the planet. Number one, you've heard me mention it almost every single Sunday. Anybody guess what it is? What? Gratitude. Gratitude. In Christianity, gratitude is the corner of faith. In Buddhism, gratitude is the corner of faith. In Hinduism, in Islam, in Native American traditions, gratitude is the cornerstone of faith. In Thessalonians, it says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ. To be in that energy of gratitude, to have that great attitude. Gratitude grounds us in this moment. When we focus on what we have rather than what we lack, we align ourselves with divine abundance. We align ourselves with that life Jesus promised us, the life abundant. Buddhism teaches us to be grateful even for the breath. And everything is focused on the breath, the ebb and the flow of life itself, of energy itself. The next thing we can do is have mindful awareness. We talk in Buddhism a lot about mindfulness, and actually Jesus talked about mindfulness as well. He didn't use that precise word. But mindfulness is the practice of paying attention to the moment, without judgment. What are you noticing right now? Let's just take a moment and notice this moment. What do you notice in that moment of silence? Maybe you notice the sound of the furnace, traffic outdoors, our children, maybe your own breath, the feel of the chair you're sitting in, your feet on the floor, the presence and the energy of everyone in this room, the sounds all around you, the very rhythm of life, the vibration of this now moment. It is in that practice of mindfulness that we live life to its fullest. When we're really present with what is going on in this moment, in this place, I have to work on it just like everybody else. There are times when I'll be sitting listening to somebody and I'll be going, oh, I got to remember to buy eggs on the way home. Or, oh, gosh, I got to call this person. And we get out of the moment. In Psalms, it says, be still and know that I am God. That wasn't some voice from up in the heavens going, be still and know that I am God. That's your own inner self calling, be still and know that I am. I am is you. It is that presence of God within you. It is that peace of God that you are. And in the stillness, we connect with that. We have an opportunity to recharge ourselves with it. The Prophet Muhammad said this, he who does not live in the moment and does not practice gratitude does not know Allah. Now, I brought it into more modern language. But he was saying the same thing. Gratitude grounds us in the moment. There's a Quero Apache prayer that goes, looking behind me, I am filled with gratitude. Looking forward, I am filled with vision. Looking upwards, I am filled with strength. And looking within, I discover peace. You're not going to find peace out there. Only within. And when we experience peace, we can expand peace to those around us. We experience it when we live in the now and are filled with gratitude. So there's our first two practices, gratitude and mindfulness. And the third one is, anybody want to guess? No? Forgiveness. Forgiveness. It's a profound way to release the past and step into the now. Jesus said, for if you forgive other people when they sin against you, you are also forgiven by your heavenly Father. Metaphysically, if you forgive other people when they do something against you, you are also forgiven for the things you do by your own inner consciousness, because that's the only place we are condemned. So forgiveness is the third leg of that stool, if you will. In Buddhism, forgiveness is seen as a way to free ourselves from the chains of anger and resentment. The Dalai Lama taught, forgiveness is a gift you give to yourself. It liberates you from the burden of the past. I heard it said one time that forgiving other people is kind of a selfish act. Because what it's about you. It's about releasing any power in whatever circumstance happened. And that allows you, number one, to be free yourself so that you can see that other person's light, so that you can see the truth of who they are. So in closing, as we reflect on the power of now, let us remember that every moment is the opportunity for a fresh start. The present is not merely a fleeting instant. It is the sacred space where we connect with the divine, where we embrace life as it is, and where we grow into the fullness of who we are. Creation can only happen in this now moment. In Lamentations, I don't quote Lamentations very often, but I did find a good quote in it. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Every moment is an awakening. Every moment is a new dawn. The Native Thich Nhat Hanh said, walk as if you are kissing the earth with your feet. I like that one. Walk as if you are kissing the earth with your feet. There's a Navajo prayer called the Beauty Way that sums this up. This energy of being in this now moment, of noticing this beautiful world in which we live, this beautiful life that we can create by being in the moment. And it goes like this. With beauty above me, I walk. With beauty all around me, I walk. In old age, wandering on a trail of beauty, lively, I walk. Living again, I walk. In each breath, in each step, in each moment, may we find the courage to let go of the past, release the fear of the future, and embrace the infinite power of now. Because this is all there is, and this is where creation happens. I'm going to invite you, if you want to explore this further, join us tonight at 6:30 right here in this room. We'll have the chairs in a circle. It's very informal. It's a chance to share and go deeper in this lesson. It will not be a regular service, but rather an opportunity to take that deep dive, to share our shared ideas, to give our own ideas a space to be expressed, to be explored, to be looked at, to be added to, and perhaps to learn from one another. So I hope to see you tonight, but right now, I see you in this moment as lights of God expressing. Namaste.
We hope you enjoyed today's message. If you would like to support this podcast, you may do so at uscabq.org.